Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
And tonight, for bringing us Dynamo striker Mauro Manotas, as everybody knows, Mauro Manotas now will go to Tijuana in Liga MX. We're joined by not only Mauro, but also Edgar Valiz, who will do the translation. Mauro, thank you for coming on the show.
Bueno, gracias a ti, Glenn, nuevamente. Bueno, estoy muy, muy emocionado, muchas situaciones encontradas, ¿no? Feliz, triste, contento, bueno, en fin, una cantidad de cosas que bueno, que me tiene muy tranquilo y muy motivado para esta nueva oportunidad. Voy con toda la disposición del mundo a triunfar y a dejar el nombre del Houston Dynamo en alto también.
Glenn, thank you for having me on. There's been a lot of emotions here over the last few days, just going through this process. I have a lot of joy, a lot of pride. There's a little bit of sadness there too of having to leave. There's been just a full roller coaster given everything that's kind of taken place this year, my whole time here with the club. And I'm looking forward to this new opportunity to succeeding and showing everybody just how much I developed here with the club as I move forward.
Now with Tijuana, Mauro Manotas joining us here on ESPN 97.5. And I would ask this, how did Mauro find out and initially what was his thoughts?
Bueno, el Club Tijuana siempre fue un equipo que siempre estuvo interesado en mí. Hace 2-3 años siempre venían preguntando por mí. Mi empresario siempre me decía a mí que el club siempre estaba interesado. Bueno, por cuestiones de entre clubes no se llegaba a un acuerdo. Y bueno, esta vez se dio. El club me hizo saber a mí la intención que tenían. Bueno. Estamos viviendo una situación bastante compleja con todo esto de la pandemia y es entendible. Y bueno, hice todo de corazón y creo que hicimos todo para que el club y yo termináramos felices.
Well, Glenn, this was a process that kind of began almost 2 or 3 years ago. Tijuana has always showed interest in me. They've always reached out and tried to inquire about obtaining me as a player. Now, for different circumstances, it just didn't work out back then or previously as the two teams negotiated. This year, it was a little different. We found ourselves in a very different situation just given that the pandemic has affected a lot of how soccer is managed and how players are brought in and brought out. So this year, we were able to get a deal done and you know, definitely an opportunity that I'm looking forward to just given that I know that they want me. They've expressed their interest for a long time now, so I'm grateful for that as well.
Mauro, how much do you know about the tactics of Tijuana and how you might fit into that?
Bueno, la gente seguramente pide goles, ¿no? Pide goles, asistencia, buenos partidos. Bueno, yo como dije, cuando llegué aquí al club, a Houston Dynamo, no prometo goles, no prometo asistencias. Lo que prometo sí es correr, meter y sudar la camiseta y tenerle pasión y amor y respeto a la camiseta, y eso fue lo que hice durante estos 6 años acá. Siempre respeté los colores, el escudo, nunca tuve ningún problema en ninguna índole, no solo dentro sino tampoco fuera de la cancha. Siempre fui un gran profesional y seguramente eso es lo que la gente se lleva de mí, que tuve amor a la camiseta y mucho respeto, que es lo más importante.
As far as what is expected of me, just kind of given my track record, it's definitely score goals to, you know, give assists, to make a difference in the games. Tactically, that's probably still to be determined, just given that they're working out who's going to be in the roster, what the team will look like as they begin preseason. As far as what I can bring to the table, same approach as I did here with the Dynamo, that won't change. I mean, when I came in here, when I was developing as a player, I never promised that I would end with, you know, X amount of goals, X amount of assists. The only thing that I could always guarantee was my effort, how I respected the organization that I represented. And that's going to be the same when I go to Tijuana. I'm going to represent the club in the best of my ability, always put the best effort out there and do my best to help them succeed.
Mauro, what do you know about the coach Pablo Guede, the Argentine?
Bueno, he tenido la oportunidad de, de preguntar y de leer mucho sobre el profe. Me dice que es un gran entrenador, una gran persona, exigente como todos. Obviamente vamos a un club y una liga totalmente diferente a la MLS. Y bueno, yo estoy muy preparado física y mentalmente. Esperemos llegar, poder conectar muy bien con el entrenador y poder hacer un gran desempeño con él.
I'm still getting to know him. It's one of those things from reading up on him, trying to get a better understanding, and just from what I've been told, he's a great person. He demands a lot out of his players, and that's something I'm very familiar with. I mean, that's what you want in this environment. Now, as far as the team itself and how he's molded it, I mean, he's only been there relatively short amount of time, so I'm looking forward to joining him in this project and doing my part to help the team succeed as well.
Mauro, let's reflect a little bit on your career. You've had so many defining goals for the Houston Dynamo, second all-time leading scorer behind Brian Ching. You jumped ahead of Will Bruin, who scored last night for Seattle in the playoffs. Some of your most defining moments. I do remember the one on the road in Portland with you flexing to the crowd after you scored. That one to me was just one of the most defining moments. That image still is burnt in my mind. What were some of the bigger moments for you?
The U.S. Open Cup final, the most important moment here in Houston, because a lot of times the team no win the trophy because, I don't know, 20 years? No. 10 years? I don't know. The team no win the trophy, but this thing is... Increíble, bueno, no recuerdo cómo se dice increíble en inglés, pero the coach Wilmer Cabrera, the team, ¿cómo se llama? Senderos, teníamos un equipo muy bueno, Senderos, teníamos a Darwin Serén, Albert Ellis, Romel Kioto, Mauro Manotas, que ahora no tenemos a ninguno, ahora no queda nadie, solamente Bonnie. Y bueno, es increíble para mí ese momento, fue muy especial.
A lot of memorable moments, but definitely the one that takes the top of the list would be the Open Cup, Glenn. Just given the players that we had on that team, everyone from Senderos to, I mean, you have the only one that remains right now is Bonnie, but even then, just some of the guys that were on that team who made a big impact and helped me win a title that, you know, for about almost 12, 10 years, the team just went without a trophy. So to help the team gain that, and, you know, return to international competition, it means a lot to me.
Mauro, talk about some of the guys. You were a young man here. Everyone, when they're young, needs help from older, more experienced players, and you certainly have had a number of players that have helped you. Maybe mention a few of those.
Sí, fueron mucho. Quiero agradecer enormemente a cuando llegué. Brad Davis, capitán de nuestro equipo y leyenda cuando llegué. Fue el primer jugador que me recibió cuando vine. Damarcus Beasley, importante para mí. Bonnie, que tengo la oportunidad de conocerlo desde hace mucho tiempo. Agradecido con él y su familia. Bueno, después, Philip Senderos, peleamos todos los días. Peleamos todos los días en el camerino. Quiero agradecerle a Juan David Cabezas, también una persona muy especial para mí. Y bueno, quiero hacerle mención también a los entrenadores que también me ayudaron cuando yo llegué. Owen Coyle, el profe Wilmer Cabrera, increíble. Y bueno, los otros se me olvidó el nombre. Y el profe Tar Ramos, ahora último, que a pesar de que tuvimos 6 meses, 1 año, me ayudó muchísimo personalmente.
There's a long list.
Se me estaba olvidando uno grande y muy especial para mí. El gran Vicente Sánchez.
Glenn, there's a pretty big long list there, but I mean, if I had to dwindle that down, it would be Brad Davis, one of the first players to welcome me. He was the captain of the team at the time, opened the doors for me, and made sure that I was received very well by the locker room and the rest of the guys. Then you've got players like DeMarcus Beasley, who was very important to me. Then you have players like Boniek, who I'm very grateful for him, for his family, for everything they did for me as far as just transitioning, being able to adapt to the city itself. Then you've got players like Philip Senderos, who always had good banter in the locker room. Definitely missed that when he left. And, I mean, you've got other guys as well, like Juan David Cabezas, who was a very special individual when he was here. We had a lot of great memories together. The coaching staff as well, everyone from Owen Coyle, who believed in me as a young kid, to Wilmer, who, you know, gave me a great opportunity, helped me transition to this next level. And then, of course, Tab Ramos, who, while it was a short time, only 6 months, so roughly a year, helped me grow quite a bit on and off the field. And, of course, I can't forget about Vicente Sanchez, definitely one of the legends that has passed through the locker room here at the Houston Dynamo.
Talking to Mauro Manotas, Dynamo striker transfer is complete. He will head to Tijuana in Mexico. What are some of the things, Mauro, that you will like about playing in Mexico from the playing style that we see each and every week there?
Sí. No, es una liga bastante importante, una liga muy, muy competitiva, igual que la MLS. Bueno, estamos hablando de una liga bastante importante en lo que es acá América, y bueno, esperemos de estar a la altura. Yo sé que con la bendición de Dios nos va a ir muy bien poder competir con grandes jugadores a nivel mundial. Eso me motiva mucho más.
I'm very motivated, Glenn, just in the sense that you know what you're getting into when you compete in a league like Liga MX. It's a league that's very demanding, very technical. I definitely feel like I'm up to par with competing and being the best player out there as far as just contributing to the team and being able to help get results. At the end of the day, that's how you're measured. So looking forward to that challenge in one of the leagues that's one of the most important here in North America.
How did it feel when he broke Will Bruin's record and you know, jumped above him behind Brian Ching in the all-time leading scorer list for the Dynamo?
Bueno, estoy bastante feliz, muy contento. Es una buena marca para mí. La verdad que, bueno, quería llegar al primero en esta primera etapa, pero bueno, ya lo postergamos para cuando regrese, ¿no? En un par de años nuevamente, si Dios lo permite. Estoy muy feliz, estoy muy contento. Tuve la oportunidad de conocer a Brian Ching y es una gran persona. Siempre tuvo el deseo de que yo tuviera ese puesto número uno. Y con Will Bruin, que tuve la oportunidad de compartir, es un gran delantero, una gran persona, una persona muy especial. Es un gran delantero, bueno, lo demostró ayer, entró y a los dos minutos cambió el partido de la final de conferencia. Y me alegra mucho que le esté yendo bien en Seattle y bueno, esperemos de que cuando vuelva yo nuevamente al club pueda romper el récord.
Well, overall, it means a lot to me just to keep etching my name into the club record book. I definitely was gunning for the top overall goal scorer in club history. It wasn't able to be here during my first run with the club, but hopefully a few years down the line, if I hopefully get the chance to come back, I can tackle that as well. I was able to catch up with Brian, meet with him, and he's a very just humble, general person who wanted this for me. He wanted me to support him. That speaks a lot to his character. Also with Will Bruin, I mean, I got to share a locker room with him for a little bit, and he's a quality player. So to be able to surpass that means a lot to me, just given, look at what he did yesterday. He entered the game and changed the complexion of that. That tells you the kind of caliber of guy that we had here. So I definitely wish him the best and looking forward to hopefully returning here down the line and getting that top spot for myself.
Well, Mauro, I think you're a man of great character as well. And it's been a real privilege for me to cover you as a commentator all these years in Houston and watch you grow into such a tremendous soccer player. You were always a great person. I knew that when I met your parents. Anything you want to say to the listeners tonight before you head off to Tijuana?
Bueno, muchas gracias. Gracias a todos. Gracias a la afición, gracias en especial al batallón. Fui una persona muy querida de la afición. Me llevo todos los lindos momentos en mi corazón. Siempre los llevaré presente. Houston es mi casa y aquí estaré cuando pueda. Y a ti, Glenn, muchas gracias. Gracias por el apoyo, gracias por siempre los buenos comentarios. Mi familia está muy agradecida contigo porque siempre escuchaban el partido y me decían que el comentarista nada más decía mi nombre, que no sabían lo que decían, pero que se escuchaba que decían cosas buenas, así que me alegra mucho, estoy muy agradecido con todos y bueno, siempre llevo a Houston en mi corazón.
Glenn, well, thank you to the fans. I mean, there's just so many memories here that I'm going to take with me, and you know, through all these years, Houston has become home, so So I'll definitely be here when I can. And it's one of those situations where it's a part of the sport. It's a part of what we're doing for a living. So, you know, here's hoping that everything goes well for everyone moving forward. For you specifically, very grateful for you. My family would always tune into the games and hear your commentary. Sometimes they wouldn't know what you were saying just due to the language barrier, but they always could tell you were saying something positive. So very grateful for you, for everything you've done for the game here in town and for helping tell the story of the Dynamo game by game.
Mauro, thank you and the best of luck at Tijuana. We'll be watching, that's for sure.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Mauro Manotas. We wind it up here tonight. We are looking forward to seeing him scoring goals in Liga MX. It's going to be a tough one, though, with Mauro leaving. No question about it. We have seen him just do some amazing things on the field for the Houston Dynamo. That does it tonight for Aaron Raybould in studio. For Victor Ariza, I'm Glenn Davis. Until next week, remember, Soccer Matters is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. You can get the podcast at Spotify, podcastarena.com, or on iTunes. On behalf of the firm, good night, everyone.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness. Award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings. Cultural sites to open your mind. And dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.